Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Straight Talk Radio, where we discuss business, politics, and culture. I'm your host, Donya Keating, live in the Seattle area today at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on Thursday, September 18th. Listeners, if you're out there today, dial 646-378-0261 to chime in, and make sure you press 1 on your keypad so we know you're ready to speak. This afternoon, we are featuring someone very special. It's former U.S. Ambassador Ed Wolf, who's also an attorney and candidate for the Kitsap County Commissioner, District 3 position. And we are going to talk about 21st century leadership and balanced leadership and what that looks like and some of the things that he wants to discuss regarding his pending leadership with our county. Welcome, Ed. Are you out there?
I am, Donya, and anyone else is listening. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming, and let's jump right in. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Give us a brief background of some of the things you've done.
Starting serving in the Reagan administration in the 80s for 10, 11 years, the first Bush administration, I was U.S. ambassador for oceans and fisheries matters. Spent, as I said, 11 years there. Negotiated a treaty called the Pacific Salmon Treaty between the U.S. and Canada during that period. It was part of that negotiation. And that brought me to Seattle. Came out to Seattle, met all the tribes from three states and the governors, and fell in love with the area and decided, you know, this is where I'd like to spend the rest of my life. And we've been here since 1991. Don't make me do the math. 1991.
Okay.
Now I'm a...
Go ahead. No, you keep going. Keep going.
Private lawyer with a general practice in Kitsap County. I'm a private sector small business employee or employer. General practice in Kitsap County. Second largest employer in the county, by the way, is private sector, and that's who I am. 17 years doing this here.
Mm-hmm. And so you, what made you decide to run for this particular office? I mean, have you served, other than this, and you talked about the administration, but didn't you serve as a judge here as well? Or?
Well, for many years, 5 or 6, 7 years, I served as a pro tem judge in most of the communities in Kitsap County. I'm not doing that anymore. One of the principal reasons I ran is that, number one, I don't need a job, and I been fine with my practice. Don't need a title, and I, this stage of my career, I'm not interested in another political step, if you will. But I looked around the county, and I saw a tremendous need to bring back balance. And what do I to the commission, to the county commission? What do I mean by bring back balance? I believe it's time for a change, a fresh voice, a new set of eyes on the county commission. It comes to a shock. But there's a shock to a lot of people when I tell them that the last elected Republican was in 2004, and that was Senator Jan Angel when she was a county commissioner. So for 10 years, we've had one mindset, one group of individuals with a Democratic bent that have made all the decisions in our county. I'm a moderate. I'm a centrist. And I believe in working from the middle with both sides, as I did with the State Department, with over 40 international agreements or treaties that I negotiated. So that's the principal reason that I'm running, to bring back balance to Kitsap County, that's what I believe.
Now, we absolutely live in a fractious and increasingly toxic society and partisan, and you have a great deal of cross-aisle appeal. I mean, you've received, like you said, nearly 54% of the vote for Central Kitsap County Commissioner and in the primary election, which was the first time a Republican has received more than 52% in the County Commissioner primary race since 2002. And it also happens to be, like we said before, you know, the last year a Republican, which happened to be Patty Lent, was elected to the seat with 52.2% in her primary race. So, I mean, why do you believe, other than the fact that you obviously have cross-aisle appeal and you're a moderate, why do you believe in terms of principles and strengths and insights and issues that you receive this level of support?
I think, Dunia, I've received their support, at least in the primary, of a bipartisan nature from Democrats and Republicans for a couple of different reasons. One, anyone can check my record and see that, you know, as I said, I've worked with McCain, I've worked with Rob McKenna, I chaired his campaign in our county, and we won in Kitsap County, and I've worked with Norm Dix and supported Norm Dix, and worked with Derek Kilmer and support Derek Kilmer. This bipartisanship, I believe, it's an overused word, but we need to get back to that. And I've got two decades of working across party lines, not just politically, but helping found the Boys and Girls Club here in Bremerton. Congressman Kilmer and Congressman Dix were instrumental in helping us bring this Boys and Girls Club to Bremerton. I believe that being a civic-minded centrist is where the county commission needs to be with at least one of us right now. And that's what's going to happen when I'm elected. I'm going to work with people across party aisles. If I can work with Russia and China and negotiate treaties and sign treaties with many other nations, I can certainly sit down and work across party lines with county commissioners in Kitsap County.
And, you know, I've just seen some of the comments coming through that were funneling over to me on the chat, and it says, you know, someone was saying that it's not just about electing a Republican, and that, you know, running an office or making sure that you take care of the county is a bigger task than just focusing on who's a Republican or a Democrat. And I would say, sure, there's some validity to that. But the reality that we live in this world is that there are some perspectives that come from being on one side or the other. And, you know, the way that this county votes and the way that we are, we're not just a slam dunk in terms of everyone thinking the same way. And sometimes if you're dominated by a party, I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democratic Party, if you're dominated by that in a certain region, then sometimes it's the feeling that people aren't being heard, other people aren't being heard, their perspective is not being incorporated. So I definitely think that you're bringing balance back as an intention and as a part of your campaign is a very valid message that people need to really look at and try to understand what you're saying beyond just looking at the DNR label.
May I comment on that, please? May I comment on that, Dunia?
Oh, absolutely. This is your show.
The balance. The commissioners, they're not bad people. They're good people. But I think the balance has been lost as it relates to debating issues. And I have to say, and many of my Republican friends may not like me to say this, but I wouldn't want to see three Republicans running a county commission, a state, running the state or federal for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be someone at the table that says, wait a second, pause, let's wait, let's think this through. Sometimes we've had recently here what I consider a civil liberties issue with this Title V proposal from our community development. I won't get in the weeds on that. But someone needs to say, let's take a look at this legally, and let's, not just with our prosecutor's office, the commissioner's lawyers, but let's take a pause and make sure this is the right thing for our whole county before we move forward and expend resources of people and money.
You brought up an interesting point, you know, the legal background. And so if you look at our political landscape from, especially from the national level, you will see it break down historically where the Democrats have been former attorneys and the Republicans have been in the private sector as business people. And that's changing, obviously. I mean, you have a little bit of both now, but that has primarily been how it's broken down at that level. And I think that beyond the R&D issue, it's very important when you're running a government, to understand law, to understand policy, to understand the implications of that, to understand the process, to understand what can and can't happen. And on the other hand of that, you know, just like you're saying, I think that business and understanding how a business runs and the accountability that comes with that versus some of the entrenchment of government infrastructure, I think that those two actually do balance one another. So I'm going to ask you a question now as you brought up the some of the interest or issues. Your website and your Facebook page mention protecting the military jobs in the community and bringing a balanced approach to preserving our environment while growing our economy. Now, obviously, that's a big argument out there, and it breaks down along party lines. But what are some of the potential issues on the table as you see them and your proposed strategies for achieving this type of a balance?
Well, certainly, Dunya, there's always the possibility of a base realignment or a base closure. It may not be pending this year, but you know, we need to keep our eyes open that our facilities, our military facilities, all of them in Kitsap County are strong, and the work is coming back from Washington, D.C. for Bangor, for Keyport, for Puget Sound Naval Base, Naval Shipyard. We need to make sure that. I'm a veteran. I don't know if you said that or not. I'm a veteran, and I was the last draft in the U.S. Army. I served my country with honor. After the draft, I went to school on the GI Bill, law school, and then President Reagan asked me to be a U.S. ambassador in the early 80s. And serve as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. Getting back to your question, I don't want to get too far away. Obviously, the federal government is the lead for anything that has to do with the military. There's no question about that. I think our county needs to be a reliable partner with the federal government with regard to retired, active duty issues. My diversity of experience, part of this being a veteran, I think brings this to the county, and I think I would be the only serving veteran. I could be wrong. I don't think my opponent is a veteran. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I think I'd be the only veteran serving, watching over, at least from my vantage point, my experience over active duty and military. And I would add that we have an organization in the county called the Puget Sound Naval Bases Association, PSNBA. It's been around since the 40s. It goes back, the organization goes back to Washington, D.C., meets with the Chief of Naval, CNO, and meets with senators and congressmen to make sure we keep bringing business back to our military installations here. I was the president of that organization, still involved in that organization. My wife was also a president of that organization, so we have some ties to the military in our county, and I feel very strongly about that.
So let's talk about the environment for a moment, because this, as you know, I mean, it's beautiful here. I don't know, you know, where some of the listeners are from. We get them from all over the world, actually. But this is a very beautiful part of the world, and it's a very natural part of the world. And so it attracts people here who are stewards. They are very outdoorsy. They do a lot of kayaking. They're on the water. They're sailors. They're boaters. They're hikers. And so we really care about the environment. Ironically, we're up close, you know, relatively close to Alaska, where there's kind of a, you know, the oil thing. And so it's really kind of an interesting thing. But there is usually some type of a fight between sides regarding how to best preserve our environment and still at the same time grow our economy in a smart way by working with business. So how would you work with those two sides to bridge them?
That's a very good question. Well, I'll start out with bringing back balance to the county commission. With regard to the environment, my wife and I moved to Kitsap County 17 years ago from Seattle, for that being one of the principal reasons, the 700 miles, and don't quote me on that, of coastline. We were blessed to live on the water. We sail, we kayak, kayaking this week, backpack. Going on an overnight backpacking trip in the next 3 or 4 days, taking off from doorbelling, taking off from knocking on doors and making phone calls. But I've got to have that balance, even in my personal life. And I believe in my heart of hearts that we can balance the environment and protect our pristine world here, pristine environmental world here, and still have economic development. We can balance those two. And I'm committed to, when I look out my door and I see the Olympic Mountains where I've climbed, or I've climbed Mount Rainier or Mount Baker, I've climbed those areas, when I see those beautiful things, I want them to stay. And I'll be the number one person standing up there to protect our environment here and everywhere for that matter. But we can have that balance. We can have economic development with balancing the environment.
So I just had a question come through that said that we're talking about balance, but that you are just one vote and that you are still in the minority. If you were elected, there would still be two Democrats and you. So what would you do? Sample case scenario here, but basically the question is, what would you do if there was a position about which you felt strongly that was in the benefit or toward the benefit of the region, and you had to convince one or both of your other commissioners to side with you? What would be some of your approaches?
Believe it or not, I think that's the first time I've gotten that question. One of the issues that I have with the Kitsap County Commission today is lack of transparency. Things seem to happen, and I read the papers regularly, things seem to happen that many of the public does not know about. It's a good question, and I would be someone at the table to begin with, someone that would make sure that there are issues that develop that I think the public should know about, I'm going to get those out on the table. And I'll go back to my leadership experience. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, I've worked in all three branches of government. I've got diversity of experience. I'm a moderate. I'm civic-minded. My goal would be to be at the table to say, okay, let's pause before we rule and change the code. Let's pause before we take this action that's going to affect our citizens. So I would be more than a placeholder. I would be making sure that I was working towards whatever I believed in, but it would get out to all of the citizens and would have a transparent government in that regard.
And I just had another question come through, which is actually a Bainbridge question, because obviously if you're elected, then you're a county commissioner for the central region, but obviously your decisions also impact countywide. There was it still is an issue here, the Visconti development. It's on 305 and High School Road, and some
trees
were cut down.
That was a development on 305? I'm not sure. Repeat that, please.
Yeah, it's on Highway 305 and High School Road.
Okay.
And on Bainbridge Island. And so it was zoned commercial. And now there's the Visconti group, they're coming in to develop that property. A lot of trees were cut down. There were some protests there. There was someone that came in and grabbed national headlines by, staying up in a tree and so forth. So the long story short is that those trees are now gone, and they're developing that area. And so there's still some back and forth here regarding the comprehensive code and why they allowed certain things to happen with that property and what kind of control as residents people should be able to have over what a commercial entity does with their property once they purchase it. And what type of advice or bridging or balance would you bring to that type of discussion?
I'm not familiar with the issue other than reading in the Kitsap Sun about the, I think the young lady that was in the tree and why she was doing that. We need open areas. We need parks. We need places to take our mountain bikes. We need trails. My record speaks for itself that those are very important parts of my wife's and my personal life here now. We also have something coming up called the Comprehensive Plan Amendments. It's a review of our comprehensive plan in 2016. And part of that plan controls everything that we do. It's not just open space areas, the trails. It involves our health. It involves our safety. It involves anything that we do in the county, our roads. the water. It involves everything, and we need to make sure with the open space issues that that develop that we can fund and maintain those open spaces. I think you're moving towards developing the developers, the callers is referring to the development side of this and balancing that. Now, I'm blessed to have, maybe blessed is probably the wrong word, but I've been endorsed by the Kitsap Realtors Association. I've been endorsed by the Home Builders Association on the business side, but I've also been endorsed by the Sheriff's Deputy Guild and the Machinist Union Aerospace Workers local at the shipyard. So I've got a balance of both sides. I'm not sure that the unions have ever endorsed a Republican, but I'm also quite proud that the Suquamish Tribe has been generous to me in their contribution. So answer that question. I need to understand the problem. As a lawyer, I'd look at the issue, I'd research it and study it. But my job would be to bring the stakeholders, all of them together, and the citizens, before any decision was made. And I hope I didn't cop out on that answer, but that's what I feel.
Well, I think that's sort of some of the stuff that we're hearing about, and that's what some of the chats are saying here. There is a conversation. There is a perception that certain things weren't done as transparently, and then you've already talked about being very much a proponent of that and encouraging that and making sure that the public is involved in those types of issues and looking at the law and the regulatory information and making sure that, you know, it serves the interest of you know, the community, frankly. So, but not stepping on the rights or the responsibilities of businesses or commercial entities that have those properties and they want to use them within reason as they see fit. So another
those
question just came through
needs,
about it.
Those type of zoning needs that I think the caller referenced, they need to be decided in that comprehensive plan amendment process that's ongoing in Kitsap County right now. The Department of Community Development has started their process for the 2016 amendments. To me, that's one of the more important responsibilities of a Kitsap County Commissioner is working on this comprehensive plan as it'll affect all of our lives, everything we do. Of course, a commissioner is primarily concerned with the budget, with all of the offices, the prosecutor, the sheriff, the Department of Community Development, Health District. We need to concentrate on the budgets for all those, but directly that question I think would go to the whole comprehensive plan process that is upon review right now for amendments in 2016.
So, and this is the 21st century, obviously. We all know that. And so we've got innovation, technology, education. They're all intertwined. And it's absolutely a roadmap for our future sustainability in pretty much the same ways that we're talking about our natural offerings. And so many regions and states and nations are attempting to keep up, and they're trying to remain globally competitive. And obviously so are we. So what are your thoughts on how we can position ourselves in Kitsap while playing a role with innovation, technology, education, and what we can do to position ourselves there?
Position ourselves dealing with the state and the federal government, or position ourselves with industry, or all of the above?
All of the above, really, because there's a whole innovative climate that's out there that incorporates technology and education and STEM. And, what do we do? What is your position on that?
It was my the first thing that was going to come out of my mouth, that we need to redouble our efforts with the whole STEM program. Science, technology, engineering, math, need to redouble all of those efforts to make sure we help keep our kids in the county and not go and look for other jobs. My background, because as I mentioned, I've spent a good part of my life in Washington, D.C. in different capacities with the Department of Commerce, Department of State, and then private firm. My reach goes beyond the state in Olympia. I would certainly, if I felt it was necessary, want to meet with whatever the agency might be, education, health, in Washington, D.C., to make sure that we were in the loop, and working closely, I might add, with our state and our federal representatives. As I said before, I've supported Derek Kilmer. In the past, I've supported Norm Dix when he was in Congress. We have some good leaders, and I would be in touch with all of them to make sure that we knew what was available to Kitsap County residents with regard to keeping up with technology. I represent technology companies in my law practice. You know, we, as one of the companies, has been here for 20 years doing business with the government. So my connections is the wrong word. My ability to reach out to other segments of the industry and government, I believe, could be helpful to the county.
Yeah, but you know, and it's definitely a connection. But I think you were probably referring to, I mean, I'm not going to name your clients, but I do know that there is one that I like that we've known their CEOs for quite a while, and that's Paladin Data Systems. And it goes to the point that I'm making regarding technology in government, because they have actually created tools that are designed to make government more efficient, and consequently to trickle down into, you know, the users and the residents and citizens here, so that their lives are easier when they're interacting with government, whether it's for paying bills, whether it's for being able to get in touch with government, whether it's able, you know, you're able to find out what they're doing and make sure that you're in the information loop. You know, those things are very important. So it's really your background in that with clients and negotiating on their behalf is very helpful, I believe, to the county.
I believe you're right. Thank you.
You're welcome. So it looks like this was relatively painless, and the time has run out as far as I am told here. So I want to take a moment to thank Ed and all who tuned in and participated today. You can find this broadcast as a podcast at the site you're using right now or on Facebook at /STR8 Talk Radio. Be sure to like us there, follow us here. Next week, we're opening up the floodgates. We're going to have a 2-hour live broadcast about political correctness and whether it's setting America on a path to social Marxism, as some people have claimed. So it should be interesting. Until then, this is your host, Don Cheating, signing off at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time on Thursday, September 18th.